Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live directly from that of the occupied territory of none other than South Dakota, like Tim does concerning South Carolina every single morning. I have no idea. But we are here, and we are here in Rapid City, South Dakota, because we are going to be doing a local church. And that local church will be Landmark Church, 3777, Rapid City, South Dakota. Again, we will be in Rapid City tonight at Landmark Church at 6 p.m., and again, friends, that's what we're doing out here. Even now, we are just rocking and rolling. Luke 19:10, doing what we always do, and we're going to continuously do what we have always done, and that is to obey the Great Commission. And what is the Great Commission? To seek and save that which is lost. So, again, friends, that's what we are, in fact, doing here. And we're having some technical issues, as usual. And, of course, if this didn't happen, we wouldn't be on track concerning spiritual warfare. That's why we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, and our loins girt about with the truth, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6:12. And again, friends, with that said, we are just having some technical issues, so do forgive me. Everything just went down online as to where I'm at right now, and I'm trying to get in contact with the person that's supposed to be helping me. So do have a little patience with me, and we will get back on track here, friends. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please subscribe to the page. And in the process of doing just that, friends, social media platforms on the right side of the page. And you can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of that page as well. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, please do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, folks, we follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5 as well, friends. You can understand why that is, because he is the one that makes men free. John 8:32, again, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. You can also go over to that, friends. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Friends, I am sincerely sorry for the technical issues that we're having right now, but we're going to just put our hands on that plow and keep going forward. I don't suspect that many people will probably hang on much longer for that, but the fact of the matter is we are on social media platforms, and you can watch us live at any given time if you so choose to do so. Offline again, and again, friends, so let's start hitting some of these topics in which we need to cover here today. And one of them just happens to be one of the topics in which we've shared with you several times over and over and over again, is that the American people are believing what corrupt politicians themselves don't believe. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about all the politicians that were telling people to stay home during the holiday seasons. And with that said, friends, as well, not only that, it's completely gone. Politicians that were in different countries sending Facebook messages to you and telling you to stay home for the good of everybody, or going to Mississippi, being busted, mayors were inside of the airlines and the terminals. And folks, the list just went on and on and on and on. They're telling you to put your mask on, but they're being found out to not wearing their masks in any sense of the word. So, again, friends, with that said, what I need to say here, without all these other distractions taking place even now, is Rashida Tlaib is now caught on video admitting that the whole mask mandate is a complete fraud, which we've known this since the very beginning, since the inception of this fraud. And she basically, what she did is, and I don't have the accessibility right now to show you on social media platforms why, I don't know, but Rashida Tlaib said, I'm only wearing this mask, she said, because the cameras aren't on me. Now, keep in mind, I've had people that work for the mail departments as well doing the same thing, the USPS saying that we have to wear our masks in front of people, but when we're in the back, we don't need to wear them. Friends, do we all realize that this is nothing but a facade? This is all being done under false pretenses? Because I hope so, because I've exposed it at least 15 other times now. Now, again, we have another one blurting the truth out in their confusion concerning Rashida Tlaib. And, folks, the bottom line is it is a fraud. And, again, she just got done looking at the camera herself and telling the camera, I'm only wearing my mask because the cameras are on me. And again, if that's not enough for you, friends, to understand what's taking place here, then again, I don't know that I can help you, nor do I think anybody else can help you in any sense of the word. So folks, what we're going to do here is just continuously move on concerning the topics in which we have. We're broadcasting live right now from Rapid City, South Dakota. Oh, and by the way, did I forget to tell you that Liberty One just reported that those in the mainstream media, namely Megyn Kelly, has even gone so far as now as to say these blankers have lied to us long enough. That's right. They've lied to us long enough. And I guess the question really goes back to the American people as to, when are you going to say they've lied to us long enough? Because, again, friends, enough is enough here in so many different ways and on so many different fronts. And I'm tired personally of the fraud. I'm tired of waking up and reporting what's going wrong with your country, when in fact we have the answer so accessible concerning the word of God found within ourselves under God. And if we refuse God, then we refuse mercy. And as a famous preacher once said, God can either be glorified in justice and the destruction of
it was
the country.
William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
So let's get to this. We've got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933. First, let me set a premise here. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check out these videos, I'm going to play the audio as well for the listeners. But the audio video will be available on social media platforms. That will be on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the live feed right above on sonsoflibertymedia.com, our live feed with Rumble. Also, subscribe to the page. You'll get 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. Put that up against John 8:44. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com to get all the information you need, and you can watch us there, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now let me get to the main topic, friends. When you go over to Deuteronomy 28 verse 49, the Bible says, "The Lord shall, in judgment, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." When you go to verse 63, this is why this happens. "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, which he has and still is, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." Well, the possession is already ours. But what's happening, friends, our southern borders are wide open, And the fact of the matter is they've been wide open for a long time. No, the wall was never built, all of you Trumpites. Just so you know, the wall that was built was about 100 miles long. It was a refurbished wall, but yet Donald got up and he told you exactly what you wanted to hear. And because you took it for face value, now you're in a predicament, friends, where you're 10 times worse off than you were back when Donald Trump made his promises. You can rest assured if you want to try my steal, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this really quick. Just seen this yesterday. Todd Starnes, like the guys, got good stuff to talk about, as do most conservatives. But the problem is they're feeding the narrative, again, to divide the American people concerning a right and left, which does not exist constitutionally. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But what did Donald Trump, on Todd Starnes' show, what did he reveal to Todd Starnes? He said terrorists are being dropped off in the USA, Trump tells Starnes. They want to get back in America. And isn't it interesting that we've just seen most recently this military armor being released onto the Afghanis in Afghanistan by our CIA, who's supposed to operate domestically, and I guess that's how they would justify it, but it is the American version of the Gestapo, said President Truman. Most people don't pay attention to that. They don't understand that their purpose is to destabilize countries, to create wars, so on and so forth. But what are we seeing, friends? Well, we've seen all this military armor being dropped off to the Afghanis in Afghanistan just a couple, a month, month and a half, 2 months ago now, friends? And do you think that that's not going to happen here in your own backyard, Americans? Are you really that deceived? One day, these Haitians, one day, these illegals that are coming into America, one day, these Afghanis, because we already know that there's 35 jihadi camps in America, one day, mysteriously and out of nowhere, the American people sit back and play the fool, and they're going to sit back and ask the question, how did all of that military armor get into the hands of those Haitians in America? Oh, I wonder where that came from. I wonder how that happened. How did all of that military armor fall into the hands of the Afghanistanis in America? Where did all that military armor come in, and how did it possibly fall into the hands of the illegals in America? Are you kidding me, America? It's called perfect judgment, Numbers 32:23. And if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, you'll understand. Also look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, because I know people want to look at God as if to suggest that he's some sort of Santa Claus up there, only looking to give more and more to his disobedient children. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true and it's not scriptural. As he rejoiced over you to do you good, he will also rejoice over you to do you evil. And that is evil that you brought upon yourself. It's not evil that God created or brought upon you himself. Nope, he's taken your sin and he's caused you to drink it in. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It's exactly what's in play right now, friends. You can go ahead and mark it down. And when it comes down, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you so, because I know I'm right. Because the Word of God tells us, it forecasts exactly what's coming. If you want to foretell what's coming, then study the past. Study the past. The Bible says that men grow evil and more evil, right? They wax worse and worse. They're not getting better. And these evil men, they do the things that they do. And I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes right now, 8:11. And I'm going to go over there for a moment. And this is why they do what they do, as do all men. If you go to Ecclesiastes 8:11, what does it say? It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. And the reason, friends, that they see an opportunity to keep doing the things that they're doing is because the church in America has failed to be what they claim to be under the hand of God, in keeping his commandments and his judgments, to keep and to do them, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Okay? Holding to Scripture, holding to the U.S. Constitution, holding to the history of corruption that the American people have tolerated in this government, you can rest assured it's going to come full circle again, and we're going to see just exactly what I said happen here in America, because these people are only being used to create domestic insurrection, to be attacked from the outside. Write it down, China, Russia. Russia. Mark my words, friends. You can go ahead and write them down right now, because when it comes to pass, the Lord had told you so in previously. I want to show you this. This was bothersome. The other day I had played a video of that of, I mean, he's just, he's the devil incarnate. He really is, one of them. He's one of the Bushes. Keep in mind, the Bushes were illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Put that up against the 405,399 men that were fighting against Adolf Hitler. Well, the Bushes were financing Adolf Hitler's war. If you want to cross-check what I'm telling you right now, I would like for you to do that, okay? If you want to set me straight, I would like for you to do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. But do go to the 1942 indictment of Prescott Bush to further solidify my point in understanding how wicked the Bushes are. But how did they get it over on the American people? Well, they just simply told them that they were Christians, and the 86% of Americans that call themselves Christians, a lack thereof, well, they just went right along with the old Bushes without pulling the curtain back on these devils. But I want to show you the video that I played for you while I was in Michigan, and then I want to play you the video on the other side so you can see the man that was actually confronting the likes of George W. Bush for his crimes against humanity concerning Iraq. Remember, he said on three different interviews, this devil did, you know, with a half smirk on his face, that there was no WMDs in Iraq. And we already knew that because General Wesley Clark had already told us that we would not have a military presence in Iraq if it wasn't for their oil reserves. And also keep in mind the Bushes, the military industrial complex, and Cheney made over $34.5 billion off the stupidity of the American people attacking an innocent nation. And I will stand before God answering for what I just said, because again, friends, we slaughtered an innocent nation concerning Iraq. Now listen to this, okay? This is what I played while I was in that of Michigan. Listen to how he's confronted. Here we go.
No.
Look at him squirm, folks.
No, okay. Sir, this is not the time. This is not the time for that.
So George W. Bush, a war criminal, is being interviewed. The people are there to admire him, not understanding that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, having no understanding as to who the Bushes are and what it is that they're responsible for. One faithful witness stands up and starts to shout him out for his crimes against humanity. And here's this dummy, this ho, sitting there talking about this is not the time for that. When is there a time for it?
No.
Look at him squirm, folks. Look at him squirm. Look at the devil squirm.
Disrespectful to the audience.
Disrespectful, he says. Really?
No.
You should be in jail. No, it's much more severe than that. But look at him squirm, folks. Look at him squirm. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side of that, and I am going to play where you can actually see the individual confronting him and how they treated the man that was confronting the Bushes for his crimes against the innocent people in Iraq. Folks, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Russian authorities said on Saturday 29 people had died from alcohol poisoning this week in a region near Kazakhstan after consuming locally produced spirits that contained methanol. The Interior Ministry said it had seized liquids containing alcohol from warehouses and stores in the region and found many of them contained methanol, which is toxic. The White House on Wednesday announced a $1 billion investment in at-home rapid coronavirus tests that it said would help quadruple their availability by later this year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
And we're also working to ensure that these tests, in addition to making them more available so you go to CVS or Walmart or wherever to get them, we've been working hard to make sure they are accessible and available in pharmacies and community centers, in schools.
This is USA Radio News. Several top members of the Biden administration were in Mexico City on Friday for a meeting with Mexican officials regarding security along the U.S.-Mexico border, but Vice President Kamala Harris wasn't among them. Here's Brandon Judd from the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News.
When you look at enforcement at the border, this administration is a complete dumpster fire. It really doesn't care what's coming across our borders. And that concerns me because we want to go after the criminality on the border. We want to go after the drugs that are flowing into the United States.
Attending Friday's high-level talks in Mexico's capital were Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. An international deal setting a global minimum corporate tax level could mean Facebook will pay more tax, the world's largest digital social network said on Friday. Facebook has long called for reform of the global tax rules. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, pretty quiet out there today. I see Facebook is just slashing our numbers once again. And don't think we've forgotten Facebook, because we have not. And that's not an idle threat. It's a promise. You just keep stepping in it every step of the way. You truly do. I just wanted to ask if anybody heard during the break there, is anybody paying attention to the fact that during the propaganda breaks, coming from the conservatives who should know better, have you noticed little by little by little by little, incrementally, which is a part of judgment, is anybody paying attention to the fact that they keep talking about how more and more and more people need to have vaccine passports? There's no excuse for this here in America, friends. You have all the light in the world. You know, it's interesting. Just a prime example of ignorance in action is exactly what I want to highlight for a moment here. During the break, I go over on social media platforms, and so we have one individual talking about how we have been lied to for so long. Well, my question to you is, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? The bad guys are going to be the bad guys because they're the bad guys. You're the church. You're called to be the light. You're called to be the salt of the earth. You're supposed to be the light on top of the city of a hill. Whose fault is that? You're supposed to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Is that the bad guys' fault, or is that your fault for disobeying God? And isn't it interesting? These are the same people that come up with these heretical teachings about the last days. Gosh, speaking of which, oh my
my goodness. So I'm doing a church in Michigan 2 days ago. And, of course, you always get one or two in a church that wants to try to carry about the preeminence. And they have no idea what they're talking about whatsoever because they're not born of the Spirit of God. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you're led of the Spirit of God. And when you're led of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, you're going to do the things of the Spirit because He's the one doing the leading. Right? And we're going to bear fruit to Christ, John 15:8. And so, of course, he's got to come up with some kind of a question because he wanted to draw all attention to himself. And that's fine. I welcome that. So he starts talking about the four scrolls and the four scrolls with this. And what about this king and this man and all this other stuff? And I just looked at him and I said, who cares? Who cares about all of that? You're caught up into Revelation. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24:36 that the Son doesn't even know the end times. What, are you above the Son of God that you have to come about the revelation in creating the answers that the Christ doesn't even have? Only the Father knows? I said, who cares? I said, what are we called to do? The church is called to occupy. That's what we're called to do. We're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. That's what we're supposed to do. What are you caught up in this for and that for and speculation when it comes to revelation over here and over there? I'm here to tell you, friends, 8 out of 10 of those people, they are not born out of the Spirit. I'm giving them a 2% ratio, giving them the benefit of the doubt to repent for their foolishness. And then a guy comes over to me and he starts talking about how we're supposed to submit to man. I said, really? Can you show me that in the Word of God? It's a good thing Moses didn't submit to man, because if he did, he would have never taken the children of God into the promised land. When God gives you a vision, by the way, if you look at Galatians 1, I know I'm speaking to some people that were probably there right now, but when you go to Galatians 1, what does it say? What did Paul say? The guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, what did he say? I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. Well, Bradley, we're supposed to submit to man. I said, no, we're not. Nowhere are we to submit to man. And if we are, it's together in unity in the fear of God. Unity together. Okay. Remember Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I submit myself to no man's power. Remember Jesus at the end of chapter 2 where he said he didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man? Where are you people coming up with this doctrine? Man's the problem. Man is the problem. The flesh is the problem. Let's go back over to that of Paul in Galatians 1. Where did he receive the gospel, friends? He said, for I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Who gave it to him? The Holy Ghost did. Who would he submit to? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Okay? Be careful of men. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. So, going back, this guy was trying to, man, he was struggling. He was confused. He had an inner conflict going on. But no matter what I debunked with the Word of God, he comes right back and tries to justify the unjustifiable again. I said, listen, you're confused, number one, okay? Number two, this is what we're supposed to do. And I said, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that if this was the last day, this will liberate some of you people that want to listen to the truth of the matter. Martin Luther rightly said, if this was the last day that I was on this earth, he said I would still plant an apple tree. An apple tree. Oh, and then he comes back and talking about how we're supposed to submit to kings. And then he tells me about how God wanted to ordain kings. I said, no, no, he did not. I said, where are you coming up with this? I said, if you remember right, it was the children of Israel that wanted a king. And Samuel went to the Lord and told the Lord exactly what they were asking for. And what did the Lord say to him? The Lord warned them exactly as to what they were going to get from Saul, okay, the king that they required and requested of God. And remember rightly, friends, in context, keeping Scripture on the forefront, the Word of Life held before us always as the standard in Christ. What did the Lord say to Samuel? The Lord said to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. But what is this guy's theology? Just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. And then he's trying to justify Romans 13 that's coming from the hirelings in America today. And I said, whoa. I said, just hold your breath. Okay? I mean, this was just one self-righteous, confused dude. And I said to him, what does Romans 12:21 say? Come on, go ahead, say it with me. Romans 12:21, concerning that which precedes Romans 13, which you're completely taking out of context. I said, what does it say? It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So don't tell me about how we're supposed to submit to tyranny or corruption. Because it's not in Scripture. Nowhere. I do a whole show on this. But oh my goodness. So on the way out, another lady comes up to me. But Bradley, what about the four seals? Oh my goodness. I said, they've been talking about this for thousands of years. This is for the Lord to know. And if he wants to reveal it unto us, he can. If he so chooses to do that. We're doing live radio right now. And I am thinking of Deuteronomy right now. And I'm thinking about what the Lord said to us in Deuteronomy 29:29. Again, just holding to the word. What does it say? The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Why? Because that makes him God. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed unto us belong unto us and to our children forever, that we all may do the words of this law. So he just told us what we're supposed to do, what it is that we're supposed to take responsibility for, and he said, don't go outside of that. Don't confuse the issue. Don't listen to men that confuse the simplicity of the Word of God, remembering that the model of heaven is a child, not some theological, heretical idiot. Okay? Hey, folks, you know what? I've been on the radio for 17 years, and I'm still holding to you to call up your favorite preacher that's popular. And to call in at any given time, Pastor Jeffress would be fantastic, friends. Would love to get him. I've already had Mario Murillo on. He's a coward. Had others from, and I'm trying to think of his name, Greg. I forgot his last name. Had him on the radio. I'd love to get any of these popular. Franklin Graham would be a kick in the pants. Folks, you want to go to Scripture? Let's go to Scripture so you can understand that these are appointed plants. They're controlled opposition, 1 Kings 13:33. Anybody that's popular out there, friends, go ahead. And if you want to challenge any of the things that we've covered here, I would be more than happy to contend. But I'm going to use the Word of God, and I'm going to hold to the Word of God. And what you're going to find is many of these men are going to squirm. And many of these men will not dare jump on a show like this because they know exactly what I'm talking about will expose them at every given step. Speaking of Pastor Jeffress, did you guys all see this? This guy's a heretic. Pastor Robert Jeffress, who's put up by the media, he was on the evangelical board of that of Donald Trump along with other heretics. But he just said there's no credible religious argument against the vaccines. Folks, just the exact opposite is true. But this is just a prime example of what I'm talking about. I want to get this guy's name before I hang up. Pastor Greg Locke, that's who we had on here. And I basically took him through his Trumpites, whereas he started out talking about how Trump was great, and we played video and audio. And then throughout the show, the more fruit I showed him, he all of a sudden took a step back and said, well, I'm not a Trumpite. I'm not on the Trump train. And I did it about as cool as I possibly could, folks. But I'll tell you what, it's my job to do what I'm doing right now.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Well, you guys are pretty quiet out there for knowing so much. Bradley got a little of an attitude today. I do. A righteous indignation towards ignorance. Because so many times you repeat the same things over and over and over and over again, and yet it falls on deaf ears. And yes, I know that's a part of my job, but it's also a part of your job to listen to the Word of God. I'm not casting my opinion out there as if it precedes or takes preeminence over the Word of God. I'm giving you His Word. I'm holding forth the Word of life. That's my job. And yet, how many people in this country, they sit there and they turn the channel over and over and over again because they want their ears itched to their own condemnation. You've got enough information. What are you doing with the information? And if not, and you're a new listener, praise God. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this really quick because I want to show you what it looks like when a devil squirms, when the people have the opportunity to confront him, okay? And this is exactly what this is, and then I'm going to play the other side of this before the end of the hour. Check this out.
Yes.
1 million Iraqis dead from your war. You made a nightmare for my family.
Sir, this is not the
He's getting
time.
A little nervous, folks.
This is not the time for that, sir.
Look at this devil.
Yes.
little squirming devil.
No, it is disrespectful.
Chemical weapons
the
against
audience.
The Iraqis, he said. He's right, by the way. He said he should be in jail. No, way beyond that.
There we go.
And the people started to clap, by the way. 1 million dead Iraqis. You should be in jail. The people clapped.
Here's the thing in America. The good news is, in other countries, the guy would end up in jail for yelling at a president. Here he's allowed to express himself. And I want to apologize for...
Yeah, see, folks, he's just a little devil snake. And this is what happens when they're confronted by the people. They don't like it. That's why it's all controlled. That's why when you look at the President of the United States of America, the current administration, the treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, they want you to believe that that's all legitimate. No, it is not. No, it is not. Those are all hand-picked, useful idiots in that room, allowed to ask certain questions, and if they go outside of those scripted questions, they'll never be asked to come back in again. That's a fact. That's a fact. Your narrative is controlled from the top to the bottom, America. And if you know the Word of God and have taken to know the Word of God, you would know all the well as to what's being told to you today is nothing but more propaganda to keep the narrative going, to keep the opposition going, so they can continuously destroy the country that you know. Okay? And I'm not going to, I don't have a stomach for it, friends. I just don't. Let me show you the other side of this. This is the guy that's actually calling out criminal, war criminal, George Bush. Oh, in fact, that is not speculation. That is not embellishing the point. That is not fictitious. I'm not fabricating anything. He is known, along with Rumsfeld and others, as war criminals around the world. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. So what this guy is saying is exactly true, and I want to show you the other side. And again, what I want you to see here is the guy that's actually confronting Devil George W. Bush and concerning his crimes of the Iraqi war. Check this out.
Like, when are you going to apologize for the million Iraqis that are dead because you lied? You lied about weapons of mass destruction. You lied about connections to 9/11. You lied about Iraq being a threat. You sent me to Iraq. You sent me to Iraq in 2003. My friends are dead. You lied about WMD. A million Iraqis are dead because you lied.
He's right.
My friends are dead because you lied. You need to apologize. Apologize.
Apologize, man. And isn't it interesting, folks? This is not the time or the place, say they. Where is the time or the place? I'm just curious. Where is the retribution on this earth for corruption that occupies the People's White House? Well, Bradley, that's completely way out there. You're talking like an insurrectionist. No. I'm not the one guilty of breaking the law. I'm here magnifying the law, Isaiah 42:21. Okay? Read Isaiah, 1 Kings 18 as well. The account with Elijah and Ahab. The corrupt king calling Elijah what? He called him the troubler of Israel. And what did Elijah say back to him, friends? I'm not the troubler. It's you and your house that has forgotten the Lord's commandments. And if anybody would just merely take the time to pull the curtain back on these people. Again, we're setting ourselves up for the fall. We're playing stupid to these people. They're mocking us. They're laughing at us. And somehow or another, the American people are still trying to figure out why they keep doing what they're doing. Well, they keep doing what they're doing because they're allowed to do it. Because you're playing the fool. You're playing the stooge to ill-designing men. That's why. Folks, bring it to a public debate when it comes to the law. They'll never do that in a million years. Broadcast the crimes of these said presidents that we've had in this country for decades. For scores in this country. Broadcast them publicly. They wouldn't have a chance. They would be publicly hung, to say the least. As a matter of fact, I've seen this meme go through and making its rounds. Is it true or not? I know not, but it's true as to what's being said. And it was a supposed comment from George Bush Sr., who was calling for a new world order over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. This is what he did in front of your faces. And he kept saying, out of chaos can we create a new world order. Out of chaos can we create a new world order. Well, it should define as to who wants the new world order, because they're the ones creating the chaos. And this is exactly who's creating the chaos, the men that we have in front of us. But I remember after September 11th, it was said, okay, of George Bush, that if the American people had known that we were responsible for what just happened, we'd be hunted down in the streets and hung publicly. I don't think so in America. I think people have become so backwards, Isaiah 59, that they don't know their head from their feet. You know, and I don't know why this is coming to me right now, but I'm just thinking about all of the people that listen to all of these intellectual conservatives that add more information to the crimes of the said that we're highlighting even now. And that's all they do. They bring more information concerning the crimes of the Clintons, the Obamas, the Trumps, the Bidens. That's all they do all day long. They never bring resolve. They never bring answers. They never make reference to the law that condemns the crime. Never! They're serving their sponsors, as I've highlighted so many times. They're ignorant fools. Folks, this all comes down to common sense. We want our freedom, then we're going to have to bring justice. It's just that simple. And I'll tell you what, I see this happening in Michigan. I see this happening in California. I see this happening all over the United States of America, where the people, the common people, who heard Jesus gladly, by the way, the common people are beginning to rise to the level of expectation. Because the conservatives of the day, the Christians of the day, are the ones that are responsible for putting us in the position that we are today, where our backs are up against the wall. What are they doing? They're actually standing up and doing something about it. They're going to the board meetings. They're calling forth, like Adam Hecla yesterday in Michigan, going to the board meeting, calling forth what? Their incarcerations for their violations of statutory law and constitutional law. And the sheriffs are standing with them. See, Jesus said, when he comes back, will he find faith? I can't answer that. Jesus put the question mark to the people. Will I find faith or nay? And so many of you smart people out there, so many of you Christians out there, somehow or another, you excuse yourselves from the responsibilities of righting the wrongs by passing the buck and saying someone else will do it. Yep, I want to tell you who's doing it. The bad guys are. Because of people like you. Because of people like you. I got another hour coming up here. Again, pretty quiet today. 1-866-582-9933. I do want to say this. Thank you for making us the number one show in the United States of America on GCN, number one and number two, out of 65 different show hosts. Thank you for making us the number one show and 153 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. We got hour two coming up, got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.